If you've been to a doctor's office or hospital in the last few decades, chances are you've been treated by women doctors. For the last 10 years, women have entered medical schools across the nation at the same rate as men. So you might be surprised to learn that none of the nation's top medical schools has ever had a woman dean. But that's changing with the appointment of Dr. Nancy Andrews to head the Duke University School of Medicine. Dr. Andrews joins me now from member station WGBH in Boston. Hello there. Thanks for being with us.
Hello, it's a pleasure to be here.
Now, in the last decade, many large corporations have named women as CEOs. You've heard of women making strides in many fields. Why do you think it's taken this long for a woman to lead a top medical school?
Well, I think it's complex, but at least part of the reason is that usually the way deans of medical schools are selected, they come from the pool of usually clinical department chairs in medical schools. And still, in 2007, there are very few women chairs of clinical departments. At the most, some of the larger schools might have four or five women chairs out of 25 or 30 altogether.
What qualities do university search committees look for when they are looking for people to head their medical schools?
It's a different mix in different places, but usually search committees look for some administrative experience, some experience dealing with a large and complicated organization. And I think it's an asset to have experience both in the clinical world and in basic science research. My previous administrative experience was heading a program for students who are earning both their MD and PhD at the same time. I'm a graduate of that program at Harvard and have been very invested in it for many years.
When medical students are making these decisions, whether to go on and pursue a PhD, is it more attractive for women to decide instead to go into the practice of medicine rather than taking an academic route?
I think that there are a number of factors that tend to push women towards clinical medicine instead of academics. The obvious one that gets a lot of talk is that getting your career established in academic medicine usually happens during the peak childbearing years, and so it takes some juggling. It's certainly not impossible. I think most of the women physician scientist colleagues who I know have children and have gone through that, but I think that that discourages young women often. A second thing is that physician scientist careers are thought to be more competitive, and I think women worry that feeling they've always had to be as good as or better than their male counterparts to get where they are, I think they start to worry that at a more advanced level, it's going to be hard to compete in that way.
Are they right?
I think that they probably are right, and they get very little encouragement to go into scientific careers. I had a number of people over the years who just assumed that I was going to go into clinical medicine or even actively push me that way.
Why do you think people discouraged you and pushed you in another direction?
Well, I remember interviewing for the MD-PhD program at a famous American university back about 30 years ago. And I had an interviewer who said to me, "You're a very strong candidate, but obviously you like people too much to be in the lab, and so I'm sure you're not going to stick with research." And, you know, it's kind of hard to know what to say when your interviewer says that to you. All I did was to withdraw my application from that school.
I'd like to ask you a broader question now about the way we educate doctors in this country. With all the public debate about the delivery of health care in our society, the numbers of people who are not insured, the pressures insurance companies are putting on physicians, will medical students now have to think about these broader questions along with their anatomy classes?
Yes, I think so. And I think that there's a trend among medical schools to broaden the education to thinking about economic and social issues more than really happened in the coursework when I was a student. Kids in college see all of the pressures that are on people doing clinical medicine, and it's a tough time to get funding for biomedical research right now. And interestingly, historically, at times when medicine becomes a less appealing specialty, the proportion of women in medical school classes increases. Not that there are more women, but that the men are going off to choose other careers.
Dr. Nancy Andrews was just named the new dean of the Duke University School of Medicine. She begins in October. Thank you for talking with us.
It's been a pleasure.